Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Wide Nine. I don't think it's going to be very positive, but we'll try it anyway. Here's Tom Milliken.
All right. Well, obviously the big news yesterday, Martha Ford announced that Matt Patricia is going to return, as well as GM Bob Quinn. Patricia has a 9-20-1 record so far in almost two seasons. Can you come up with three reasons why Patricia made, or Marth Vader made the right decision on Patricia?
No, I can't. I can't come up with three. I really can't. If you want to play the odds, okay. If you want to say when the Lions were fully healthy, they were a contending team in the NFC North, okay. But I don't see what she sees, and I'm not even sure what she sees.
Me neither. Here's you. You wanted three reasons. Here we go. The for keeping Patricia, the roster's not his fault. The offense was okay, and she wanted to have, hopefully, the first bearded head coach win a Super Bowl.
Is that true?
So cynical.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Didn't Tomlin have a bit of a beard when the Steelers won?
Yeah, okay.
My
the
only
first Caucasian
bearded Caucasian bearded coach.
Yeah, to win a Super Bowl.
My only real glimmer of hope is that they are the team that they were the Monday night in Green Bay. That's the light. It's the most dim light ever. But if they're that team, yeah, and you got TJ improving, and maybe they are, maybe the foundation thing is true.
Or maybe they're the team that played in Minnesota and against Tampa Bay the last 2 weeks.
Or that team in Green Bay that actually screwed up the last three quarters of the game as well.
All right. The Lions also announced Bob Quinn will return as GM for his fifth season. Besides the NFL draft, give me three things Quinn should do this offseason.
Get rid of Rory. No. Find a legitimate backup quarterback, find a legitimate pass rusher, and cut Rick Wagner.
Fire Patricia, which I don't think
that's
he's
not happening.
I don't think that's he's going to do that. I would trade Darius Slay because they've mangled that situation so badly and created a scenario where Slay has become an outcast because he speaks his mind.
He made the Pro Bowl again.
Right, but they have to trade him because otherwise he's going to hold out. So they've backed themselves in a corner on that. I would look to trade Matthew Stafford because you're rebuilding, clearly. I mean, that's where they are, even though they're not saying that. And sure, cut Rick Wagner. I don't care.
The Jim Caldwell supporters might as well be walking on water at this point. Tell me how the Lions, the past two seasons, how they would have played out had Quinn not fired Caldwell.
I don't think they would have lost double-digit games, and I don't think they would have won a playoff game. So, purgatory, right? I mean, you're just stuck in the middle right there because Jim Caldwell is a fine man and a fine football coach, and he did coach them into the playoffs twice. Couldn't get a playoff win. That's why they fired him. Let's not revise history here, people. He was okay, but he wasn't like they just went out and fired Belichick.
Here you go. Last two seasons, 9-7, 8-8. That's basically what it would have been.
Caldwell was more like Waino than we thought he was, wasn't he?
Without the personality, yeah.
The highs were high and the lows were very low.
Remember, just he has the highest winning percentage as a Detroit Lions coach since you have been in this city.
Right.
Yeah. The thing, the difference is that at times when Fonts was the coach, the Lions looked like one of the best teams in the league. At times. The Lions never looked like that under Caldwell. Yeah. They did win. But not they never we never went, wow, the Lions are onto something.
Well, that favors the curse, though, the fact that Utley got paralyzed and Adelsett got ran over in his yard.
Yeah.
When they look so good. All right, if the Lions end up getting a third pick in the 2020 NFL draft, would you draft Tua, assuming Joe Burrow and Chase Young are off the board?
Well, you use the word assume, so you're also assuming that he gets a 100% bill of health if you're going to do something like that. If the edict is to rebuild, yes. If the edict is to win now, the answer is no. So, you know, it all depends what they want to do.
Personally, and we'll never know what that is.
Right. Personally, I think they need to rebuild, so I would take that chance.
I'm telling you right now, if this scenario plays out, Martha Ford has given the keys to this decision to this regime to make what could be passing on a franchise quarterback. I was watching last night Todd McShay was doing the draft on SportsCenter. He said he's never seen anything like this going into a draft with a player. He said it's the biggest wild card of all time.
Perfect.
But he did drop, and the Lions will have will be the first team potentially to make this decision. But McShay did say that Tua may work out some at the combine, which I was surprised to hear.
Maybe he'll do the weightlifting.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Tom Brady's set to become a free agent at the end of the season. Should the Lions trade for him? No, I'm just kidding. Sign him. Brady has put his house up for sale, and so has his trainer, Alex Guerrero. Do you think Tom Brady will play somewhere else next year? And if so, where would you like to see him play?
I don't. I don't think he'll play somewhere next year. First of all, we see this every year with this team. It's team dysfunction for whatever reason, and they all come back together. Remember, let's not forget the Seth Wickersham article of 2 years ago heading into the Super Bowl. And the other reason why I don't is that I don't know who that team out there is that's a contending Super Bowl caliber team that would fit where Tom Brady wants to go play. Where's he going to go? L.A. to play for a lousy Chargers team?
Something could go to the Bay Area.
And play for the San Francisco 49ers? Mm-hmm. They have a quarterback who's actually pretty good.
I know. I'm just saying some people think that.
Right. Well, that's where he grew up. He grew up out there. And the Raiders aren't going to be there next year.
Well, you brought up the Chargers. That's the team I figure because Brady can't throw the ball long that much anymore. And Keenan Allen is perfect for his actual passing game.
He can still throw the ball long. He just can't get away from the pass rush.
And the Chargers still, I believe, you know, have a really good defense. So I don't think they're that horrible.
If he went to the Chargers, they would become the superior team in that new stadium out there next year. They'd be more like than the Rams, I think.
No, they wouldn't.
I think so. I think Brady would fill that place. All right, the Seahawks, 49ers, Packers, Saints, they're all 11-3. The Vikings are 10-4, and then you have the dreadful NFC East. Who do you think is the Super Bowl favorite in the NFC?
I still think it's the Saints. I think they're the most balanced of all the teams. I think the Josh Gordon injury really hurts Seattle, taking away another passing threat. Or not the injury, but his suspension.
I'll never forget all the great important moments he's had this season.
No, but the fact that he's even there actually opens things up for Russell Wilson. So I'm going to say the Saints.
I think it might be the Niners. I think they are the most complete team. I think they haven't been playing like it the last couple of weeks, but I still think that defense is talented. They're able to run the ball. Garoppolo can throw the ball. I just like what they have. And the Saints, barring some sort of a weird collapse here in the next couple of weeks, we'll probably have to go on the road, and I don't like them on the road as much as I like them under the dome.
All right, Drew Brees had nearly a perfect game on Monday night while setting the touchdown record. Where do you rank Drew Brees in terms of best quarterbacks of all time?
All right, so we don't do Mount Rushmores. We were debating in the office yesterday if he's on the Mount Rushmore, and we decided that he's not, which is kind of unfair given the fact that he holds all the statistical records. I just outside the top five, I do think he was married to the perfect coach. And you can say the same thing about Montana in San Francisco with Walsh, but still, I don't know. It's such a crazy gimmicky offense, and he's so good in it. Could he have done it for a different coach? I don't know. So I'm going to put him just outside the top five.
I'm going to put him fifth, and I'm not forgetting about the modern era. No Unitas and all that crap. I got it as, you know, Brady, Montana, Elway, Manning, and Breeze.
Interesting, and maybe this is a topic tomorrow once we get away from the Lions. Stephen A. Smith thinks that Drew Brees has had a better career than Peyton Manning, and I really think you can make the case that that's true. Like, pending outcome of this season, you know, if he wins another Super Bowl, I mean, he equals Manning at that point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Michigan wide receiver Tariq Black entered the NCAA transfer portal last week. Where would you like to see Black play so he can increase his NFL stock?
I'd like to see him change his mind and go back. However, Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin. When you have a great receiver, go to Lane Kiffin.
I thought he was going to the NFL already. Didn't he,
here he goes.
Didn't he leave 2 years ago? I mean, that's all I hear about is so much NFL talent. Why is he transferring? Go pro, man. He might go ahead of Chase Young. Burrow 1, Black 2. I don't know. Go out and play.
I'm gonna go
play with Herm in Arizona State. N'Keal Henry turned it into a first-round pick. He can go play for Herm.
I think Tariq Black will be heard from in the NFL, and I'm just going to say that right now. I think Michigan mishandled him, and Jim Harbaugh made him try to earn his spot back and got all stubborn with him. And
Gov, you will be the 93rd person to say that because everyone said that about Tariq Black.
All right, Lane Kiffin is back in the SEC after accepting the Ole Miss job, as Stoney just said. Do you think Kiffin will last 4 seasons in Oxford?
I realize that the answer to all my questions in the Wide 9 was no, and I'm going to continue by saying no. Lane will either be a brilliant coach and he'll go off to an NFL job, or he'll burn everybody out because everybody hates Lane Kiffin.
Or
one or the other. He won't last 4 years.
I think he will last 4 years. I mean, if he lasted, what, 3 years at Florida Atlantic, he can get one more out of the SEC.
But they don't care about football at Florida Atlantic.
I understand.
They actually care at Ole Miss.
If we did a Mount Rushmore of scummy people, would Lane Kiffin be on that?
Better watch what I say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're wound tightly
flying
today.
Off the
be
handle
careful
today.
Right next to Bobby Petrino.
There it is, the wide nine on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.